Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were talking about a pastor that allows religious rock music or ballet to enter their church. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, today you have what they call CCM, Contemporary Christian Music. Well, that's a misnomer because it's not Christian. It's not Christ-like, which Christian means. And really, I have doubts as to whether we could even call it music. It's contemporary, but it's not contemporary to God. It's contemporary to the world. I prefer to call it religious rock music because that's what it is. Religious, but not of God. It is the devil's rock music. It is the devil's religious music. And so, in some cases, they're using the same words. It's kind of like they're putting words to it that sound religious, dressing their little ones in their dainty outfits for ballet, not giving thought to the fact that those pictures that parents and others take will eventually end up somewhere on the internet. Some perverts out there will be checking out that little precious little daughter, that precious little boy that you taught those things about dancing and the ballet and what have you. And so, it is a travesty when the local church becomes so abominable and does those things, and a preacher will not stand or rebuke it because he's afraid of losing even more people. You know, they had this trouble back in the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, let me just take it back there and go over this. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 30 through 35, I'm going to go over and just make some comments about it as I go along. I just want you to know these comments here are talking about what happened to Israel, what happened to them. For the children, now again, this is Jeremiah 32, verse 30. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah. Now, remember, there's a divided kingdom. So he's looking at both sides. Israel, Judah, okay, have only done evil before me, God says, from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith the Lord. Kind of like what we are. Now, I am an independent Baptist. My father's first church was a Southern Baptist church, and then he became independent. As a matter of fact, we were members at Highland Park Baptist Church of Chattanooga, Tennessee. As a matter of fact, I was at 6 years old baptized by Dr. Lee Robertson. But at the time, Tennessee Temple, Highland Park Baptist Church was still a Southern Baptist. Now, they don't really exist anymore. Why? Because some people came in with contemporary and other things, said this is going to make it better and more applicable. Now it doesn't exist. Church that had thousands and brought multitudes of souls around the world to Christ, supporting missionaries everywhere. Now you see things that go on. And it's terrible that they've lost all of that. But they're part of the old Southern Baptist. For the first year or two that my dad moved there, was going to college. Now, I point that out to say this. There was a time, Southern Baptist, Independent Baptist, a lot of Southern Baptists preached just like us old-time, fundamental, independent Baptists. They really did. They had standards. They preached against the movies. They preached against music. They preached against all of those things, dancing, whatever. They preached against it. Just like the independents. And so, they were what they were. We were what we were. What was the difference then? What caused the change? Well, independent Baptists started, really, I think John R. Rice was the main cog in that wheel to get it started because he's Southern Baptist at the time, but they were starting to bring in professors to Baptists, Southern Baptist supported colleges that didn't believe in the deity of Christ or the inspiration of the scriptures and other solid doctrines of the Word of God. They said, well, we've got to have these academics, so we are not going to. And so Rice said, okay, well, then we don't send money to the cooperative program anymore. And so there became a big thing there. And so they came out of the Southern Baptist Convention. About the 1950s, they're finding that with your Lottie Moon, you're supporting a lot of missionaries, but a lot of these missionaries had now been taught by liberal theologians, some liberal academias in other areas. And so they weren't holding to some of those things that were always so precious because they were the Word of God. And so some started coming out in the 1950s over that. And so another split come up, splitting from it. In the 50s, late 50s, and throughout the early 60s, then became a great split over the Sunday school literature. And I remember even visiting a Southern Baptist church when I was visiting my relatives, and they went to one, and I sat in a Sunday school class, and whoever the Sunday school teacher's up there, boy, he lamb-blasted whoever's writing these lessons back at the headquarters, I guess, because he said, hey, wait a minute, that is wrong. That's not what the Bible says. I even had one class that I actually sat in on where they were saying, well, Romans 8:28 and 29 there, he says there about being predestined. So evidently that's the doctrine in there, although it's hard for me to accept. And that's one time I was visiting a church that I just spoke up and I just said, look, it says there they're predestined to be conformed to his image. If you get saved as a saved person, you're predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. It says that. And the shock that they had and yet the glory they had, you might say, because it felt so good to know that, well, people can still be saved. Okay. And so that was it. But then a lot of people separated from the Southern Baptists and that. Then the Southern Baptists kept dwindling and a W.A. Criswell, pastor there in Texas, when they'd had their national meeting, he started holding meetings a couple weeks before they would meet. Where they were going to meet in the national meeting, that's where he would go and rent some place and then put letters out to all these young pastors to come. And he started teaching them fundamentals of the faith. And so there was kind of a change there for a while. But now they've gone way back to where even a lot of Southern Baptists are kind of discouraged about that. But I can tell you, there's some independent Baptists to feel good about their sin. They just tone down contemporary music. They don't practice holy separation. And these other things they're doing. And one of the things that I've been able to detect that's happened over that we don't see the young people being called to the mission field, not being called to be pastors. And some of them start out like they're going to do that, but then, boy, money and other things get thrown in another direction, and they're that way. And so that is the result of that, as we just read there in verse 30. And so it's kind of like Absalom's rebellion. Okay. Absalom rebelled against his father David. And so Absalom's telling people, oh, listen, if I was in charge, this is what we'd do, man. You'd love it. You know, and man, he had them all fooled. A lot of people died as a result of it too. Now, verse 31 of Jeremiah 32, I'm spending some time on this because I want you to get it. Because it's like today. For this city hath been to me a provocation of mine anger and of my fury from the day that they built it, even unto this day, that I should remove it from my face. And look, God's people, Judah, Israel, they were turning to the arm of flesh for their fulfillment. They wanted worldly, fleshly accolades. And God is angry. So verse 32 says, because of all the evil the children of Israel and the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. You see, here you got priests, you got prophets, I mean, you got princes, but he doesn't stop there, the people. See, just because church leaders go wrong and other people go wrong doesn't mean that that frees you to go wrong. You have personal responsibility because your responsibility is there because you have a personal relationship with the Lord. So just because they're going that way, when you know the Bible says something else, don't go that way with them. They should have known better. Especially these leaders, they had a position. Just like a parent in the home who allows the standards go out the window that they once had in order to gain or maintain or regain favor with their kids. These are people who turn to the flesh instead of just doing God's will, God's way. And I've been in ministry long enough now, folks, 20, 30, 40 years later. What am I seeing? Even 50 years later, I'm seeing kids have gone completely another direction. The ones that are in church are in not a good, sound doctrine church. So that turning, because it'll keep them in church, keeping them in church is not the goal as much as keeping them righteous and holy. If they're righteous and holy, they'll be in the right kind of church. They'll be in a Bible-preaching church. Now, we have live stream of our church services. We've had people from other states, even other countries, that watch our services, not to see my face, that's probably scary, but they watch our services because they don't have that witness, people preaching the word as it is to men as they are, and they want that. They're seeking that, and so they're watching for that, and that's a blessing to us. But if we compromise that, then we have just really rebelled ourselves on God, just like these people of Israel and Judah, they did that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.